You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles John Mullane and his latest release, Shift. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, we're giving it up for Canadian rock artist John Mullane and his latest release, Shift. Rockwired had a chance to catch up with John on Canada Day this past Friday for an exclusive interview, and you'll hear that exclusive interview in just a few minutes. From his CD, Shift, here is John Mullane with Make You Move. From his CD Shift, that was John Mullane with Make You Move. Visit John at his official website, www.johnmullane.com. Rockwire had a chance to catch up with the singer-songwriter regarding his new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, Shift is a great little CD. I've had a chance to listen to it finally, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
I'm pretty happy with it. It was kind of a project that went over a couple of years. We released a couple of singles first. We actually, like, you know, a single here and then a single there, and then finally put it together as an album. And I think the cohesiveness came together really well. And I think it's my best work to date.
I see. You say it took 2 years. Why such a long time?
Well, you know, this day and age of what's going on with the music business, you know, I a lot of people like us, what we did, like I did, is release a single and then another single. And then, you know, instead of going in and recording the 10 tunes all at once, we recorded, you know, one, then two, then a three, then we did like the bulk of seven. So, and it was partially a budget thing too, but it did work out well.
I see. And who did you work with in terms of production?
A fellow named Creighton Doan in Toronto. Producer, he's a drummer, songwriter. He's played in a couple of big bands in Canada, Honeymoon Suite, which has had some success in the States in the late 80s and 90s, and also played for a band called Harum Scarum. So he's an all-rounded guy.
I see. And describe working with him.
Well, it was interesting because we did a lot of the recording over the internet, believe it or not. We sat down and wrote a lot of the songs together in one studio, in my home studio. And then, because he's in Toronto and I'm in Halifax, we would send files back and forth over the internet. And I'd do the vocals at home, my home studio. He would do some stuff in his studio, and we'd shoot back and forth. And we've got a real good rapport. We have the same type of likes and dislikes, and it went very smoothly.
And have there been any reactions to the CD that have surprised you at all?
Well, yeah, in some ways. I licensed the record to a company in Europe, and the label tends to have more metal and hard rock acts. And this is kind of what I'd call maybe a modern rock CD with pop elements. And, you know, I didn't really know what to expect, and we got some really good reviews, which kind of surprised me, but was good too.
Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of, as far as, you know, single male artists on my side of the border, you know, it's more of the John Mayer type thing, and this is something different completely from that.
Yeah, it's kind of like you if you didn't know who it was, it sounds like a band in a sense.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So talk about how music began for you in the beginning. How did that start, you know?
Well, I started really, really young. I was kind of a guy that just played like hockey and tennis and sports, and then I moved to a new location at that time, and there was a band in the area, and it just caught the fire caught me, and I moved to a new location at that time, and there was a band in the area, and it just caught the fire caught me, and dropped everything else and just loved music, and I picked up a cheap bass guitar and then a cheap guitar and learned to play myself, and started bands in my teenage years, and then went on to play cover music and toured in bands playing, you know, top 40 cover music, and it all evolved from there.
I see. And at what point did, you know, the songwriting emerge after being in cover bands and all that? You know, what sort of inspired that?
Well, I think my love of melody and you know, crafting lyrics, and the fact that I actually did listen to a lot of different music and play a lot of top 40 music and rock music was a really good learning ground and training ground to write songs, because, you know, you're basically playing hits, and so from a melodic sense, it was a great training ground, and it just evolved from that. I was writing a little bit as those years were happening, but then after I kind of got over the cover thing, that's when I really started focusing on the writing.
And what informed your songs early on? What inspired them?
I think early on it was just this kind of, I was really, to be honest with you, I was really kind of experimenting with melody and lyrics and how they went together. So I think that it was more the music that inspired me than anything else. My first couple of records were a little more synth heavy. They had a lot of, still a lot of guitar, but there was a lot of synths. And I was really kind of big on the orchestration and big sound. And I think that was the most that inspired me. Since then, I've become more lyric driven.
Visit John at his official website, www.johnmullane.com. From his CD Shift, here is John Mullane once again with Sin City. Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com proudly presents the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Earth and the Next Society, and their steering live CD, Live Earth. In an age of cynicism and doubt, Earth and the Next Society issue passionate calls for change with bravado despair. Rock and roll hasn't been this epic in years, and this electrifying live set is the perfect introduction to a band with a message in these uncertain times. Live Earth from Earth and the Next Society. Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at earthandthenextsociety.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound. A celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush exclusively at Rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Canadian rocker John Mullane and his latest release, Shift. Rockwired had a chance to speak with John regarding his new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How does that work?
Well, that's evolved, too, to the point where now I just generally tend to sit down with an acoustic guitar, and sometimes lyrics come to me. I have a lot of titles written down. Sometimes the melody comes, or I'll just be playing a chord structure and work on the melody through that. But I like to actually have now a good strong chorus or verse with the chords with an acoustic guitar before I do any sort of recording. Whereas I used to actually start with building a track and then sort of going, putting a melody on top of that. But now I hate to use the word, but organic in terms of just very simple, and that seems to have worked for me.
I see. So is it pretty much a solitary process for you, or are there other people? I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, I mentioned Creighton Dell. Like we co-wrote. Most of the ideas come from me, and I tend to have a bit of a song structure. And then I will write with Creighton. He's my main writing partner, but he'll tend to come in near the end of the song, or in the middle of the song, and suggest a few changes or a few lyrical changes, a few melodic changes. But it starts with me usually.
Talk about the title of the CD, Shift.
Yeah, I think it's a great word. I just love the word, and for me, I had my previous album was called The Source. And it was a little bit lighter, it was a little bit poppier, and a few things that happened with that record that were good and get some good response. And I just felt there was a whole shift in energy and a shift in my songwriting and all kinds of different things that were going on at the time. And one of the singles, Make You Move, that's on Shift, was picked up by NBC for Olympic commercials, and it was aired on NBC. And that was a really good thing, and I just felt a shift in energy. So I thought, I've got to call my album Shift. That's how it kind of came about.
And with that being said, what songs off of this album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
Well, Make You Move was one of them in terms of that sort of, I wanted to kind of do some rock music that was fun, that was not, down, that was kind of up, fun, simple. So that song has been a good one for me. Change Your Life has had some really positive meaning for me. And probably the most important one is the latest single off the record, The One That Got Away, which is the only ballad on there. It's probably the lightest song in there. But I'm calling it a modern power ballad. And I just felt that everyone's got a story about the one that got away, whether it's a person or something, some job, some career, whatever it would be, in their life. And I just want to write about that, and that really seems to have connected with people.
From the time that you first started writing songs up until now, what has been the biggest surprise for you?
The biggest surprise for me? Well, I think in terms of, and this is almost really more of a fan than a musician, but sometimes I'm still surprised how very mediocre songs get a lot of radio play. Because I've always prided myself.
Well, you didn't hear it on my show, so anyway, I'm just playing.
But and that's more speaking of a fan. I'm very melodically driven, and guitar driven. I really like guitar oriented tunes, but I'm just not hearing a lot of that right now. So I'm surprised that some of the stuff that I hear up there these days that's quote unquote successful.
And have there been any live performances in promotion of this CD lately?
Yeah, I've been doing some mostly regional performances where I'm based. Fairly recently, we did a really good show at the World Canoe Championships. They were held here in my hometown, and they It was broadcast over the world, the actual event itself. But the concert was like on a lake in the middle of the summer. It was a beautiful setting. And that was a highlight show, for sure.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this CD?
Well, these are great questions, by the way. I think what is important is that I think if they've made a connection with one or more of the songs, and my own thing is if you can still remember the song, if you're singing or humming the song afterwards, then I've succeeded as a songwriter.
Visit John at his official website, www.johnmullane.com. From his CD Shift, here is John Mullane once more with The One That Got Away.
Sometimes I lie awake and think of you, and all of the things that we would do. Turn back in time and follow you now. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Somehow I believe you'll make it through. It comes back to me, it's all over now. It's all over now. Where are you now? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Sometimes it all comes back to you. Dream, it's all over now. So here I'm alone, just thinking about you. It's hard to believe, for me it's true. Turn back in time and follow you now. There's no other words that I can say. It's all over now and I'm too late. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Sometimes it all comes back to you. I'm dreaming now. And all of the chances I will take, leading me to this one mistake. I'm dreaming now. Now I can see dreams coming true. I try to believe that I knew. So why did I wait? It was you, it was you. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Sometimes it all comes back to you. I'm dreaming. Sometimes it all comes back.
that's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to John Mullane for his time and his music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Passing out in our street clothes. Now the hard times are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine.